It's Gary.
Oh, hi, Gary. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Slash. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, Gary, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Frontier Homes on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. So what that would mean for you, Gary, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do a search for anything, really, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle.
Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of home builders in Google. But on that first page, there's just a handful that will fit there. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. So, like right now, for example, just to do that search in your area, they see affordable custom builders, Monogram Homes. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
I know them, yes.
Okay, so, and they're the locals there too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there now. And that's where we would list you, is right there alongside them. So now you'll be one of the options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So there's a team of agents assigned to that area today. We're calling through to fill the open position there. If we were to program Frontier in to appear there, they block out a space for you too. So just like those guys, you won't share your position either or rotate. You'll always be one of the options for people at that very moment that they're ready to make that call. You'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions, Gary. How long have you been in business as Frontier Homes?
Well, 7 years, I guess.
Seven? Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner or a crew?
No, it's just me.
Just you. Okay, so the area that you're building in, I know that home base for you is the 83815, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Oh, you know, about 40 miles.
40? Okay. In any direction? You're pretty open to take it
on?
Yeah, but
I'm not going into Washington. So.
No state line. Okay, no Washington. Got it.
Okay, so before we get into some of these details, so you're a private business, you know, you're not part of Google, right?
Right, so Google will never call you directly. If anybody ever calls and identifies themselves as Google, they're telling stories. It's always going to be a third party. Now, Google has a handful of channel partners, which are companies that are handpicked by Google. They come to our offices. They train us. So when a position opens up, we're notified. We call through the area to fill that position. This company, again, it's called Local Splash, like a splash of water. And so you can look it up. You'll see that we're one of Google's channel partners. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah. So where are you located out of?
We're in Southern California. Orange County, not too far from Disneyland.
So, here's a question. I've been wanting to ask this when I get calls. So, you're the first recipient of this question. So, why do you have to use phone numbers from small towns within the state before you're marketing instead of just having your own number show up?
Oh, good question. Yeah. I mean, we can give you our 800 number as well, but
I know.
Dial through.
So people probably just are less apt to answer the phone, right? When it's like, so Southern California area code. Is that right?
I don't know. They use, it's called a voice over internet phone system, and it's just the way the system works. Most companies have that these days. That's just the way the phone system's wired up.
It's always little towns in the state, that you live in anyway. Okay, so now, what you're doing, isn't that something that I could do myself if I so wanted to do?
Good question. Yes. So you can submit yourself to Google. Absolutely. Most companies have at some point, and it doesn't cost you anything to do that. You'll be on Google somewhere, right? You just never quite know where you're going to wind up. You may be on page 3. You may be on page 30. So what this does is this will list you in that open first page position. And for that, yes, that's a service that you need in order to get there. You can't just submit yourself and expect to be on that first page. And the benefit of that first page, it's just that 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. Usually they don't have to go any further. There's enough listings there for them to make a few phone calls, and they've got their guy. And so what I can do is pull up the pricing for that first page position that we have available there today. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Well, that would be my next question right there. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the good news is you have that website already, that frontierhomes.build. That's you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, looks great. So then we don't have to buy you the domain or build out the site, so it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And then, Gary, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there?
Well, I'm in a little different situation. So I'm a small home builder. I only build, about 4 homes a year. And, I can't hardly keep up, with the demand right now. So it's not really convinced this would help me, because if I have to turn down the work that comes in from this, then it's not really doing me that much good. But I do want to hear the pricing.
Okay. So one thing that I noticed too, when I was looking for that website, there were these 5 out of 5 star ratings for you, and that's through the Angie's Leads program. Is that current, or was that a little earlier on?
Oh, that was very current. But I'm not a member of Angie's now. They didn't live up to their end of the contract, let's put it that way.
Okay.
But, but that was very recent.
Okay. And I've heard that before, too, about the way that system works. Can I ask, when you signed up for Angie's, what were you hoping to achieve? Was it a specific type of work, or just like one more home to build this year?
Well, for one thing, they solicited me. I told them I didn't think Angie's was a good fit for me, being a home builder, maybe as a handyman or, painter, drywaller, stuff like that. But, made all these assurances and that, they would refund my money if certain things happened. So anyway, I was curious, and, you pay for your leads that are supposed to be qualified. Problem is, they were charging me for, people that were looking for, like, little handyman services or people that weren't actually even there, when they told me that they wouldn't charge for that. So.
Right. Okay. So, let me do this then. Let me pull up that pricing, and then that way if you do decide you want that spot for home builders, we can go from there. I'm just grabbing John to apply that rate for me. Hang on here.
Now, it's funny because in the past, Frontier Homes would come up pretty early on in the Google listing, and I don't even know why, because, you know, I am small home builder. I don't really advertise much. I think the way the algorithms work are different now than they were a few years ago as far as the SEO searches.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Gary?